Tape 3, side 1 of the interview with Professor Bird on October 1, 1998. Professor Bird, during your illustrious career, I'm sure you had opportunities to move from Wisconsin with enticing offers from other prestigious institutions. I believe I read somewhere that you had had such offers, but you decided to stay here. Do you remember what factors particularly made you decide to stay?
Well, I guess I haven't thought about that for a long time. But
not all of your colleagues at Wisconsin did stay.
That's true.
Professor Johnson moved to Stanford.
True.
And you had a similar offer, but yeah. You decided to stay. I was wondering what?
Well, I guess I have too many friends here, and I've enjoyed being at Wisconsin, and I like the countryside around here, and I like the opportunities for canoeing and hiking, and I just generally like the Midwestern way of life. I don't think I could be happy on the east and west coast, and the south coast would be too warm.
So it is, in effect, non-chemical engineering factors that played the major role. You found the chemical engineering situation a happy one here, and the geography added to that happiness. So. Mm-hmm. No need to move.
That's right. Plus the general feeling of collegiality on the campus, and the good relations between the professorial staff and the administrators. We've had some very fine people here in the top positions, and I appreciated that.
Are there any in particular you would like to comment on or not?
The administrators?
Yes, sir.
I think probably we ought to leave that out of the discussion.
Okay.
It has no real direct bearing on chemistry.
All right. Well, perhaps that's a good comment in itself, that they have not been detrimental to your endeavors anyway.
Actually, some of our best administrative officials have been chemists. Conrad Elvian was president of the university shortly after I got here. And then one of our best chancellor so far was Irving Shane, analytical chemist. And one of our best deans of the graduate school was Bob Bach, who was a biochemist.
There was another chemist, Norm Cromwell, who was a vice chancellor mm-hmm. at the University of Nebraska for mm-hmm. several years. Mm-hmm. And I once heard him remark that he thought chemists made very good university administrators mm-hmm. because they were always glad to go back to chemistry. They had somewhere to go back to. And some persons from other disciplines didn't seem to have anything to go back to, so it was important for them to preserve their administrative position.
Well, actually, I've always figured that chemistry is a big field. It's very complicated. It's very messy. It sprawls all over the place, and chemists are brought up to deal with this tremendous diversity of problems, and a lot of problems that are frankly insoluble. And I think that's that tends to make them good administrators. They're willing to tackle the insoluble problems.
When I was graduate dean, I noted that over half of the graduate deans in the country were chemists.
Mm-hmm.
That's certainly a disproportionate representation.
Yes. There's another reason for that, too, I think, and that is that chemists understand the importance of having well-functioning laboratories in many, many departments. And if you get somebody in as graduate dean who's never done any lab work, they have a terrible time trying to appreciate the needs of the experimental sciences.
You just mentioned a moment ago in response to the other question about canoeing and hiking. Are those your principal hobbies?
Well, my principal hobbies are probably languages and music, but I like very much the outdoors, and Wisconsin is always beckoning with its outdoors. We have beautiful rivers to canoe on here and a lot of lakes to go swimming in. And we're also not all that far from some of the finest canoe country in Canada. And I go up to Canada every summer and spend anywhere from 2 to 6 weeks canoeing on the lakes and rivers up there.
Are you packing your gear in the canoe with you to camp in wilderness areas?
Yes, that's what we do. Our canoe trips are usually 2 or 3 weeks in length, and we take all our food, our tents, sleeping bags, and all the other equipment that you need.
You say we, is this your research group or a group of other canoeing enthusiasts?
Well, it can be other faculty members, it can be graduate students, it can be friends in other departments, just anybody who's willing to go out and put up with the mosquitoes, the rain, the portages, and that sort of thing.
Are you the principal organizer for these outings?
Well, I've organized my fair share, but I've also gone on trips where other people did the organizing.
Do you think of anything that we've left out of the account that you would like to record at this time?
Not at the moment, no.
Well, I want to thank you for being very generous with your time and information about your illustrious career. It's been fascinating to me as an interviewer to hear you talk about it.
You've been a great interviewer, too.
Thank you.